Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. And hit records on my demo.
I'm tired of just looking.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, and we all the way live, man. You already know what it is. It's live radio. So a whole bunch of things are going on. But I just want to say everybody happy. It's Friday, man, and I'm feeling happy. And, yo, I got two of the hottest men live in the building. I got my man Trey, you know what I'm saying, live in the building. Trey Wheat from Erotic Liquor. I mean, one of the sexiest liquors out there, the liquor of the stars. You know what I mean? It's just a sexy blend, seductive blend of vodka and tropical fruit flavors. So definitely, you guys definitely check this out. I mean, you see all the celebrities rocking this right here. That advanced screening from Think Like a Man 2. Actually, they were one of the sponsors, and it's definitely sexy, and it tastes really, really good. And also, we have your boy Terrence, the CEO of Armor Glory. Armor and Glory, they got a hot clothing line. It's faith-based, and they got a lot of people definitely rocking with it, a lot of celebrities. So it's going down. And we also got your man, Anton Blackman, Funny Man, is going to actually be calling into the show. And he's also going to be showing up live later on when we schedule that. And we're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment Studio. And we're live in the building. And, you know, today's topic is, when is it appropriate for you to use the N-word? I mean, it seems like in 2014, people are being very lax about the word. And also, are these people actually robbing, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z actually robbing the people? Starting at $300 for a ticket all the way to $2,000 is getting ridiculous. So it's a lot of things in the news, and we're going to touch base on that. But we're going to go ahead and bring your man Trey live in the building from Erotic Liquor. He's going to be live in the building. He's going to be sitting down with me, and we're going to be talking to him about what's going on with the brand and how he got started in the business. And then we're going to move on with our man Terrence and talk more about that. And shout out to all of our listeners. You can call in at 347-826-772. We're live in the building, Lush Radio Online. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into some music real quick and play a little happy. And we're going to have your boy Trey live in the building. My man Trey, we will be live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush. So we're going to go ahead and play happy for you guys. You know, they're feeling happy today because, you know, it's Friday. Why wouldn't you be happy? So, yeah, so we're going to go ahead and play that in a few minutes. And don't forget to follow us on Lush Radio Online. And I think somebody actually took my happy out of my freaking thing. So we're going to go ahead and play Diggable Planets. I'm going to take it back to you for old school. And also shout out to my girl, Micheline Bowman. She had a hot Meet Me Monday. Don't forget, it's every first and third Friday, every first and third Monday, every first and third Monday. And check it out. She had Kango Kid, and she also had your man, the one and only DJ Kool, Let Me Clear My Throat, live in the building. So you can check out that footage on lushradioonline.com. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to play I'm Cool Like That, I'm Black Like That. Yeah, we're going to play that, and we're going to come right back. All right?
Drama. When butterfly rocks, I like this way, boomers. What by the cut? We push it off the corner.
the buzz the entire hip-hop era. Was fresh in fact since we started saying Audi. Cuz funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock. But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool.
Queen be the chocolate, that's in my rap. She innovates after we the cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five mate. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peacing out. Yes, the change is smart, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just slipped, let water get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The bass will go spastic, hip-hop is a classic. Pimp play is sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. Shit like that, yeah.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and we all the way live. And I'm live with my boy, the one and only, Trey Wee, and the CEO of Erotic Liqueur. I mean, it's just sexy. It's something that you definitely need to have in your bar or your area if you're entertaining people. It's a drink for the stars, and anybody could definitely get access to it. But it's exclusive, though. It's exclusive, though. So we're going to turn over to our man, Trey, and talk to him and tell us about the brand. What's up, Trey?
What's up? How are you?
I'm doing all right, digging in the scene on the gangster lean, the woo-hoo. Used to be, though.
Nothing wrong with that. I see you still got it.
So, Trey, talk to us. You know, before we started, you got any shout-outs or anything like that?
Yeah, I want to shout out everybody that supported us to this point and everybody that's actually going to support us after hearing the show.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And definitely talk to us. You got an event going on with Boris Kojo and Yandy that's coming up soon.
Yeah, we're doing a recently launched the Virginia.
Okay.
We're actually going to have September 6th, 9 to 2 at Vanquish Nightclub in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
We're doing, we're bringing Hollywood to Richmond. Boris, Yandy, a couple other celebrities, and myself. So we're rolling out the red carpet and introducing Richmond to Hollywood.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. We're definitely going to be out there, definitely covering via media.
And actually, we have a party bus.
Wow.
Going from D.C. to Richmond.
So how do people go about doing that?
So the website is www.drinkerotic.com, but erotic is spelled E-R-O-T-I-Q-U-E. So they can actually go there, email us, or my email is Trey, which is T-R-E-Y, at drinkerotic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, they can go to your page, because I'll make sure I put it on.
Definitely.
They can go to my page, Trey Wheat, and that's W-A-T-A-T. And the party bus leaves Saturday. It's all you can drink and ride it going and coming. Free hotel room.
Wow.
Two tickets to the launch party.
Wow. Exotic. That's what I'm talking about.
We're getting it in.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. You guys go out there and support. Definitely people, you know, our minority people definitely need to support each other out here, especially when they're starting business. Because, you know, it's not that many people. You got, Puffy. You got a couple of people that are doing, you know, the liquor brand. And you coming out of here. Are you originally from out here in this area?
Actually, now I'm from Petersburg, Virginia.
Wow.
Been here 20 years now.
Wow. What actually, you know, I mean, you got all these big brands out here. What made you decide to get into the liquor market?
Man, actually, I started as a bartender.
Wow.
Erotic was my signature drink.
Wow.
And, you know, it gained popularity. And then, you know, Jay-Z and Master P hustled CDs out the trunk of their car.
Exactly.
I was hustling liquor.
Wow.
And then it just got to a point where I was like, you know what? If these other companies can, you know, can stand on their own and do it, why can't I? You know, I'm a Howard University graduate. You can't tell us we can't do anything. But that, you know, at that point, I put together a nice team, you know, that supported and believed in the product, and we put it out there. I said, you had it.
Oh, my God, it was wonderful.
It's much better than Hypnotic.
Hypnotic can't even compare to this.
Orgy.
It's
just about any other liquor on the shelf.
It cannot compare to this. Now, if you're going to, where is it actually sold at, if you want to pick
it up? We're actually in about 175 stores now.
Wow.
So the easiest way for me to put people on is drinkerotic.com, and we have all 175 stores listed.
Wow. How much does this go, like, on an average price?
Actually, it's only between 17 and 20.
Wow.
So it's very affordable.
Wow, that's not bad. And the bottle, the packaging, the presentation is wonderful. I mean, the drink, the contents inside the drink is wonderful. I mean, and then you also have the girls that actually help promote and everything, you know. At the advanced screening of Think Like a Man, he had the young ladies over there. They were getting samples and stuff. I mean, and you got a lot of celebrities that definitely put a stamp on this liquor. How'd you go about doing that?
A couple of them I actually know.
Uh-huh.
You know personally. Andy Smith is a good friend of mine from Howard U.
Okay.
Laz Alonzo went to Howard.
Okay.
But believe it or not, we've been in a few music videos, a couple of magazines. I'm not sure how they're getting it. You know, some of them have actually called us and requested it.
But you know what's crazy?
Others, I have no clue. I just see them, drinking it. They'll send me a thank you email, send us some Instagram pictures, and I don't know how the hell they got it.
But you know what's crazy, though? I heard about your erotic liquor because I think you did something, and I think it was either Yo-Yo or you had Vivica Fox or something, I think, and I heard about that event, but I think I got the email for that late. But I had heard about it, and I think you actually did, like, a sit-down on another radio station. And I was like, wow, the bottle looks really, really sexy. I said I wanted to, I think I tried to reach out with you a long time ago, but I think you just didn't connect. But it was meant for us to definitely connect and talk about the liquor and stuff. But, I mean, now, when it comes to business, how hard was it for you from grassroots?
You all can see her nails.
They're always talking about my nails. These are my icebreakers, you know. My nails get conversation before me. Everybody just grabs my nails.
How hard was it to start this?
Yeah, for grassroots starting off, because, you know, a lot of people want to get into, the liquor brand, but it's not that easy to get into. How hard was it for you to get off the ground in the beginning?
Very. Very. It's actually a 9-year process.
Wow.
6 years of convincing myself that I had a great product. About a year and a half of actual research on other liquor, liquor industry brands, trends, and about 15 good months of the actual process. Perfecting the drink, government paperwork, trademark, licensing, and getting everything done.
Do you have to be approved by the FDA and all that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every ingredient in this bottle has to be FDA approved.
Okay.
Along with every aspect of the bottle, every period, every number, every dot on this bottle has to be accounted for.
Wow. Now, what's the absolute no-no when you're getting into the liquor industry? Like, something that you, advice that you should not do getting into it?
Two things. Actually, you definitely shouldn't rush into it. I've actually been hired as a consultant by other people. You know, the first thing says, I got a good drink, I want to put it out. And I'm like, 4-year-old, this is a long process. And the second thing is you have to be committed. Because, just like anything else, nothing is an overnight success.
Exactly.
You know, you're not going to launch it on July 11th and, have $1 million company by August 11th. It just doesn't happen that easy. And the thing is, you know, this is my full-time job now.
Wow.
So I've stopped everything else and committed myself to getting erotic 25 hours a day.
Definitely. And see, that's the point where a lot of people, you take an idea, a brand, a dream, and you take it and then you actually go forward with it and then it becomes actual. You know, we actually have an actual product and a brand, and he took an idea and then moved forward with it. You know, and it takes a lot to do that, and then it takes a lot of fortitude to do that, and understand that a lot of people aren't going to believe in your dream when you first start. So a lot of people that you come in with, a lot of people start depleting because a lot of people aren't in there for the long haul and the long haul. So now, what made you come up with this type of style in the bottle and everything like that?
Actually, I had nothing to do with this.
Are you serious?
Kelly Crawford, who's amazing with graphic design, actually came up with the whole concept. The only thing on this bottle that's mine is this ink.
Are you serious? So she designed it, and then you basically just made the bottle and everything?
No, she actually, she and I put the shape together.
Okay.
She did the actual, all the graphics, the color concept. If you notice, every time you see me, I have on, like, a charcoal gray or black suit with
that
the orange colored shirt.
That actually matches the,
So, yeah, I dress like the bottle. That's the erotic uniform.
Definitely.
And we have the see-through strip on the back for the alcoholics that need to see how much is left.
See how much is left in the bottle.
So we just figured we'd come up with something different. And she made the bottle black to make it unisex. If you don't ever want a man to feel emasculated, he's holding a sweet liqueur, pink or blue or green.
Exactly, exactly.
So we figured if we put it in a black bottle, everybody would feel comfortable holding it.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's a smart decision and stuff, because everybody can feel sexy, actually,
and
you know.
Isn't it nice and phallic?
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice weight in the hand and stuff. I mean, and it's real glass in here.
We're glad we got to keep this conversation PG.
I'm not messing with him right now. But Erotic is definitely a hot liquor. You got to definitely check it out. And so, Trey, another thing, like, what are some of the other things that you've been a part of in regards to the brand? Some other things.
Man, what are we on?
I know you guys did Think Like a Man, and you guys sponsored
so
that.
We've done a couple of movies from here. We have a couple more coming up. I need to actually tell you about them. We're involved in a celebrity basketball game in a couple of weeks in Delaware.
Okay.
Our launch party. We're doing something amazing for Howard's homecoming.
Wow.
You know, being a Howard alum.
I know you said something about that.
Absolutely. I can't put it out yet.
But it's going to be outstanding. It's going to be outstanding.
It hasn't been a party like this in years in D.C.
Wow.
And some other stuff. You know, we're still doing it every week. We do tastings at different liquor stores in, you know, D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Okay.
It's been a blessing. It's absolutely been a blessing to get this far this fast. And there's a couple other projects coming up that I've been asked not to even mention because I might
don't say anything about it, you know what I'm saying? But it will come to pass. And, you know, meeting Trey, you know, he's definitely a humble guy. I mean, meeting all these celebrities and doing so many big things, he's a very humble guy. He does a lot of big things and stuff. And he's a very personable person. So if you talk to Trey, he'll talk back to you, you know. He's not Hollywood or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? That's
not
one
yet.
Thing. Not yet, but you're going to get there.
Give me another month.
You know. But definitely, you know, you got to check out Erotic. And the other thing I want to ask you is, like, when it comes to a brand in general, how much is it, how important is it for people to just educate themselves in order to creating a brand and investing themselves in what they're trying to do?
You mean actual owner or the consumer? The owner?
The owner itself.
He needs to know every aspect of, you know, your brand from A to Z. Because there's, you know, if you skip a step, you know, you go from B to D. Did I say that right? Yeah. Skip a step, you know, then that, you know, that throws off the whole brand.
Exactly.
But there's not one question you can ask me about my product that I'm not able to answer.
Definitely. And I always have a thing about being self-sufficient. How important is it being self-sufficient when it comes to your brand?
That's probably one of the most important aspects of, you know, that and being persistent.
Exactly.
So definitely go hand in hand.
Exactly. Well, I see nothing but good things for you, Trey.
Are we drinking on the air? What are we doing?
I don't know if we have any ice, but I don't know if we have any ice on deck. But I know we. We were just trying to display the actual alcohol, but we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna get some cups, and we're gonna go in a second and take a break, and we're gonna take a little quick sip. And we're going to also have our man Terrence live in the building talking to us about Armor Glory. And I have a question to ask you. Okay, in this day and age, in 2000 and 2014, the N-word has been used a lot, right? And when do you feel like it's okay to use the N-word? Because it seems like it's so lax. I actually put that question up, and a lot of people actually said that it was a term of endearment. It was a term of endearment. So what's your thoughts on it? Do you think it's okay in 2014 to use that word?
Yeah, that's a tough question.
It's a universal question.
It absolutely is universal, and I understand both sides of the story. You know, you talking to some older cats who, you know, when they were called ends back in the day,
uh-huh.
You know, that was a slap in the face. That was like spitting. You know, nowadays society changed. Times are different. And like you said, when you say terms of endearment, you're probably talking to somebody our age or a little younger.
Yes.
You know, you walk with somebody, yo, what's up, my end?
Yes.
And it's all love. But it's tough.
Someone of another race.
No, we're not having that.
It's still not acceptable.
Nah, not to me.
Even if it was, if you're very, very tight with that person, they've invested and they really rock with you hard, and they're like, Trey, you're my end, man.
No, we'll pass on that. That was another word you could use. You could call me an MF-er. Yeah, yo, you my MF. Wow, cool, we good. No, I'm not your end at all.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't know. Me personally, I think a lot of people fought for the rights for us not to use that word, and I don't think us as African Americans even use it with each other, but I guess depends on whatever you do in the privacy of your home is whatever, but I just still think it's inappropriate for people to call each other the N-word or even, other races to call us the N-word. I mean, I don't believe in the ghetto pass. I don't know who came up with that.
What, the ghetto pass?
Yes.
Somebody in the ghetto.
I still don't understand it, but I mean, to each his own. But we live here. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and we here with Erotic Liquor, our man Trey, live in the building. We're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to get a couple little sips so we can get y'all the feel of this erotic, and we're going to come right back.
I know Terrence better not get more airtime than I did.
Come right back. We're going to play some music and we're going to come right back on the show. And we're going to go ahead and play The Girl Is On Fire. And we're going to come right back.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. She knows she can fly away.
it's your girl, Leshy Leshy, and we back in the building, and you know, that was Alicia Keys, your girl is on fire, and we live in the building with your man, Trey, and we're going to go ahead and give our final thoughts and stuff. So, like I said, don't forget to check out Erotic. You already know what it is. It's the hottest drink. It's a drink for the stars. You definitely need to check it out, man. It's your girl, Leshy Leshy, man.
But it's so hot. Why is your cup not empty?
Why he be trying to put me on the spot, man? Look, okay, look, I'm taking it to the head just because of Trey. Salud. It was great. It was outstanding. Magnifique. Definitely. It's definitely a great drink. Are there other different type of things you can mix it with and stuff, different type of cocktails?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have quite a few. Some listed on the website and some actually on the card.
Okay.
Right here. It mixes well with vodka, Moscato, cognac,
or rum. And you got rum on here also, so you could definitely make all kinds of different types of cocktails and stuff. And I don't know.
It'll get you where you need to be.
If you guys could see the card right here, and they got different cocktails and stuff, you could definitely check out. So, Erotic Liqueur. You know what I'm saying? What's up with the lady with the lips, though? What made you? Who came up with that concept?
Oh, Erotic is that Kelly?
You know what? Okay,
Kelly
with CD13.
Absolutely. Kelly did it again.
Okay.
Like I said, she's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
She has a concept in branding.
Definitely.
Once again, I gave her a picture of my lips, and she worked magic with them.
These are your lips, boy. Stop playing. With lipstick on them. Oh, my gosh.
Not. You know, that's just one of the...
Definitely.
You know, one of the... It just lets you know it's a... What is it? Like, it's a sensation to touch your lips.
Yes, definitely. I love the whole concept. The branding is wonderful. And definitely, everybody definitely needs to check it out. So, Trey, if people want to get in contact with you and check out everything that's going on with the brand, how do they go about doing that once again?
www.drinkerotic.com. That's Erotique. You can go to Facebook is Drink Erotic or Trey Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, you can follow us at Drink Erotic. Twitter, which I don't do a lot of, but I need to get better, is at Drink Erotic.
Definitely. And we definitely, next time when we get Anton Blackman live in here, the comedian that's doing this thing, we definitely got to get him to get some shots of that Erotic one, because he's actually calling into the show today or whatever, and I think we have him on here. We're going to bring him on in a few minutes. But I definitely need to connect you with him. He's doing a lot of things, too, now, traveling back to L.A.
Does
yeah.
he drink?
Yo, yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
Oh, well, I don't need to meet anybody that doesn't drink.
Is he on the line? Anton, you on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I got my man Trey Wee. He actually has a hot erotic liquor, and I definitely need to connect you with him because you definitely be toasted it up over there, don't you?
Yeah, most definitely. You got to have the beverages for the ladies. You know what I'm saying, Wee?
Oh, absolutely, but for yourself too, brother.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a
you can't get the ladies all the liquor.
Yeah, it's a unisex. You know, everybody.
Can hey, man, I got to get the ladies all the liquor. That's the only way they'll talk to me.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
So, Anton, definitely stay on the line with us. We're gonna have you back on in a few seconds. So, Trey, we definitely love you and we appreciate you, man. And we definitely gonna continue. Definitely, we're gonna keep on supporting Erotic Liqueur. Definitely our official sponsors today. So definitely check them out. You're gonna see a lot of posting and stuff on the Instagram. Maybe we could talk to Trey about doing a brand ambassador. Who knows? Trey.
PG-13. Come on, Michael.
I love Trey, man. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Leshy Leshy, live in the building. And we're going to have your man, Terrence, and then we're going to have your man, Anton, live in the building. We're going to be talking to you guys about everything else that's going on with the different brands. But it's your girl, Leshy Leshy, live in the building. So we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song. And we're going to come right back. It's your girl, Leshy Leshy, live in the building. And we all the way live.
Can we go to that erotic song?
So we're going to go to DJ Supreme and play a reggae mix real quick. And we're going to come right back. It's your girl, Leshy Leshy, live in the building.
Touch touch you tonight. Me love how your bumper back up for the bike. Your body pretty girl, me love for your tie. Put your toe 6:30, me must make you try. I don't know if you sit down in a saddle when you ride. Your body ride, girl, that's how me love. Then I don't see pressure, me apply. And make you feel it, make you feel it. Tell you me song, girl, if you want panic. So tell your bad, boom, like a hydraulic. Girl, I want me back and she a try grab it. When the pressure take her, she a bite her lip. Remember when you tell me, say you like Dallas. Now you get me on a run, why panic? Yeah, your body hold me tight, pan grip. That's why every night you phone me call it. Y'all let me a touch you tonight. Me love how your bumper back up for the bike. Your body pretty girl, me love for your tie. But your toes is dirty, me must make you try. I don't know if it's done me not a girl when you ride. Your body ride, girl, like that's how me love. Then I don't see pressure, me a blow. You make you feel it. Yes, make me see all of the flag them a wave. Yes, make me see all of the rock them a wave. Every hand for your wave, every one for your wave. Yeah, I'm carrying a nation away.
Yo, can I hear this record by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock?
Hey man, you sure you want to hear this, man? You sure about that, man? All right.
Right about now. You're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
Can't stand that, yeah. It takes two to make things go right. Universe. This is God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, Bahamadia, and you are now listening to Lush Radio Online. Salute.
Yo, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, and we all the way live. It's your girl Lushy Lush, and we just had your man Trey Wee of Erotic Liqueur live in the building, and we got your man Terrence, who's live in the building. Alma Glory, you already know what it is. You already know what it is, man. It's real. It's not a game. You see the logo. And this is not no cheap material right here. This is real, real deal right here, man. This is some real stuff right here. You can work out in this. You can just pose in this. This is hot stuff. Hot stuff right here. This is some serious stuff, you know what I mean? So definitely, and it's definitely durable, you know. So not after one or two washes. This thing is long lasting. So definitely, you need to definitely support Alma Glory and its faith base. And they're definitely doing a lot of things to give back, especially me being a veteran. They actually did a lot to help out with the event that you guys had going on in regards to, you know, helping disabled veterans and everything like that.
Yeah, we did we did the uniforms for the NFL versus Wounded Warriors charity softball game last month, and the proceeds from the game helped, you know, fund Wounded Warrior Project, mm-hmm. which is great. You know, the guys, man, they deserve everything good to come their way. You know, it's tough to be a soldier. You go to war to defend your country, and you give your life. And I don't care who you are, if you go to war, a part of you stays. And then to come back here to the country, you know, that you just defended to make sure that we're free. And people are going about their everyday lives, and they could care less.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being able to do something that's noble to help support those guys and, you know, show them that we do care is a awesome thing to do.
Definitely, definitely. And before we get deep into the interview, you got any shout-outs or anything?
You know, first of all, I just like to give honor to God, my pastor, Pastor Rodney Payne, my family. Thanking you for allowing us to be here and showcase who we are and what we do on your show.
Definitely.
It's always an honor and privilege to do that. People don't have to be nice to you, so thoroughly thankful for that.
Oh, I mean, it's an honor to have you live on the show and definitely bringing you on. And I just like to display all of these young entrepreneurs doing their thing out here, you know, establishing their brand, because we need to support our community, you know, because it's definitely hard, you know. So, watching you and just watching the growth of your brand and all the support that you're getting. The first time I was introduced with you to you was at Meet Me Mondays, hosted by Micheline Bowman, and a wonderful lady. I love her to death.
Absolutely.
And she also does PR for the brand.
Yes.
And I saw you guys, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. But I took the picture. Then I looked at your thing, and I said, oh, they got the picture up there. I said, we about to fight. I said, boys, you don't give me myself. You know, but, you know, I just see all the wonderful things that you're doing. Like, just like I asked Trey, starting your own brand and being a business owner, how hard is it establishing a brand and getting it jump-started, grassroots style?
First of all, you can go check our brand out at www.armorglory.com. Know you in armor.
Okay.
always got a plug. To answer your question, this wasn't nothing that, you know, I woke up and said, like, this is what I want to do. This was something that was instilled in me solely through God. Me and my family, we own a security company.
Okay.
How I started this brand was, you know, it was all God. I had nothing to do with it at all. The first time my wife gave me the opportunity to go buy my son some shorts and T-shirts, he was 3 at the time. I was real excited because her mom, my mom, her sister, they all shot for him. I was the tennis shoe guy,
mm-hmm.
you know. So she said, hey, Jake needs some shorts and T-shirts. So I said, cool, I was excited. So leading up to that moment, I had already been praying to God, how could I be a bigger beacon for his kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I go out, I go to several different major retail outlets.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I noticed when I went into all these stores were half of all the clothes in there had skulls, crossbones, and dragons on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it amazed me. I knew, you know, teenagers, adults, they all wore that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that they were actually making, you know, those garments for young kids, for
mm-hmm.
little kids. Me personally, mm-hmm. can't speak for everybody else, but for me personally, I would never put death or destruction on my kid. I don't think sometimes people understand the dynamics of what that brings.
Mm-hmm.
3 things minister to a man's spirit: what he sees, what he hears, and what he puts on his body.
Exactly.
You're a totally different woman when you're at home lounging in your T-shirt and your sweatpants than you are right now dressed in your dress,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, your heels.
Mm-hmm.
Your mindset changes.
Exactly.
And so, you know, people,
there is a saying, you are what you wear.
And that has a lot to do with it. I mean, that's why they tell you if you go out to a place, and a lot of nice establishments, they tell you proper dress attire required.
Exactly.
Because they know if you come dressed in your best, you're less likely to act a fool in their establishment.
Exactly. Exactly. And also you won't be perceived in a certain way because, remember, we as individuals are visual.
Oh, absolutely.
So what we see, even though we might not want to be judgmental people, but when you see certain things with the pants sagging down, certain things, it's associated with negative things.
Correct.
You know, so just to steer away from that, you know, sometimes, you know, you just have to dress appropriately for different situations.
There's no question, Lux. I mean, and, you know, to get back to what I was saying,
mm-hmm.
and how this came about was, you know, after that happened, it really grieved my spirit. I went home 2 days later, no joke, I'm laying in my bed asleep, and God woke me up out of my sleep, and the name Armor and Glory was pounding in my head.
Wow.
2 seconds later, he gave me the slogan, put on God's armor and receive his glory.
Wow.
You know, even on my best day, I couldn't have came up with that myself. And from that moment, I knew what I should have been doing, but I wasn't obedient. You know, my wife, how am I going to explain to her I want to get in the fashion business? I know nothing about that. We own a security company.
Uh-huh.
I sat on it almost a whole year, and God punished me. I mean, he tormented me to the point to where I said, listen, I finally had to come and speak to her. I said, hey, I need to talk to you. And look, you know, when you tell a sister I need to talk to you, she's like, what have you done? What are you about to tell me, right?
What are you about to tell me?
But when I began to share with her what God had put on me, she said to me, hey, that's an amazing idea. You should have came to me sooner. And when you get the approval from your spouse, there ain't nothing you can't do. But I'm going to tell you, sister, when I realized, you know, that it was truly God and he was really, really speaking to me is when I went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Mm-hmm.
And in the near 500-year history of this country, nobody's ever thought to put these two words together, armor and glory, together and start a company.
Wow.
I said, okay, God, you got me. I'm both feet in at that point. And, man, I've been working tirelessly thereafter to make this a reality. So it takes a lot of focus, but it takes a lot of God to do this. Because, you know, human nature, you're going to get mad, you're going to get upset, you're going to want to walk away, you're going to want to quit. And take God to make you get through. You're an entrepreneur. Look at what you're doing. Look at what God has brought you.
Definitely.
You know,
and I can definitely touch on that because when I started Lush Radio Online, it was an idea, and it started with one show. And then, I mean, I did so many different variety of shows, but my whole thing was to educate and entertain people. I want to still entertain you, but I want you to get some information out of
Absolutely.
The whole entire show.
Right.
And also, where else can you bring people, that all of your celebrities that you would like to talk to, and talk to them directly, and also connect other people from different walks of life together so they can make things happen. Because remember, you're always one person away from your blessing.
Hey, man, you know? Let's hear. I'm a true testament to that. I just got back from Essence Festival, and the people I was able to get in contact with, one of our ambassadors for Armor and Glory is Lamar Rucker. I wanted to most definitely show him a lot of love and respect, man. He didn't have to do the things that he does for us. Lamar Rucker, just in case people don't really recognize the name, he played the sheriff in Why Did I Get Married.
Exactly.
And that brother, man, he...
He was married to Jill Scott on that movie.
He was married to Jill Scott in that movie.
Yes.
And the people that he's been able to bring our way has been, you know, astronomical. We're in the process of making some amazing moves and connections. I won't really speak on those at this point until they're solidified, but just know that, you know, God is moving, and he's moving fierce right now.
Definitely.
You know? And,
definitely.
You know, one of the things God made very clear to me in starting this business and working in it is that he wanted the world to know that he is not a taboo, you know. People, you know, in the society that we live in now, everything is, God is pretty much being ostracized out, you know. You can't, there's no prayer in schools. You can't talk about God in the workplace. It's real. And the fact of the matter is this. I don't care who you are, what you are. Every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow at the end of the day.
Wow.
Period.
Amen.
That's just real. So people can have their own convictions or their own thoughts. I promise you, before it's all said and done, you know, you keep living long enough on this side of the Jordan, you will call his name.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and that story that you told us is definitely, you know, deep because, you know, when you have that epiphany and stuff, sometimes, you know, God just sends you a sign and you don't know where it's coming from, what you should do with it. But when he keeps hitting you like this, look, 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 man, you need to go ahead and move with it.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what it is. And who would have had thought it brought you this far? You was going to meet so many people from this brand.
And you're right. And it's the crazy thing about it is we're just getting started. I mean, we're in the real infantile stages of the brand development. We haven't even done any real marketing at this point, but it's just been such a powerful
message. But it's touching so many people, though.
Yeah.
The movement is touching so many people.
Right.
And you're just right here at the ground stages, but it's
right.
So many people that are just checking it out.
Right, right. And you listen, that's all him. Al, nothing to do with it. All I am is just a pawn in this game that, you know, he's just using me, and that's how I take it. And so whatever he may have me to do in reference to building his name and, you know, listen, Lush, at the end of the day, hey, what we're trying to do here at Armor and Glory is just help to build and develop dynamic disciples for the kingdom of God. That's what we're about, and that's what we're doing. To be honest with you, the clothes is just a medium to be able to do that.
Yes.
If we can reach and touch people because of the clothes aspect of it, then so be it.
But you're a messenger of God through your clothing.
That's it, man. I'm here to build and develop dynamic disciples for his kingdom. I'm here to build soldiers for God, period.
And, you know, I like the fact that because if you're really paying attention, if you look at the logo, the A is right here.
Uh-huh.
And the G right here is at the bottom of the logo, if you really pay
and
attention.
And it formulates the shield of God.
Definitely.
What we hope that people, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That shield is going to be a symbol of God's strength and his protection worldwide. When you see that shield, that's what it'll be recognized as, is God's strength and his protection. And so, you know, that's what we're working hard for. You know, when you see that, you'll understand exactly what that means, you know. And so every day, I don't care who you are, when you wake up, God gives you breath. When you step out, you need to put the full armor of God on because you don't know what the day's going to give you.
Definitely, definitely. And if you have advice for those, you know, the youth out there, just people in general that want to get into the clothing market and stuff like that, three steps. Main, you know, advice that you would give them out there?
Man, I tell you, put God first, number one, have passion,
mm-hmm.
and be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You, you have to have those three things. If you don't have those three things, you might as well sit it down. And it, you have to have, you know, the passion and be persistent, because things are not going to always go your way. And when they don't go your way, you know, you're going to be disappointed, but you have to keep picking yourself up, dusting yourself off, and moving.
Because it's funny at times when I said, forget all of this mess. But I'm like, I'm tired,
right.
You know. But you know what? You know, God said, you know, keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, the reason I grind is not for me. I grind for the people that I need to touch in the world.
That's
what my grind is for. I've brought so many people together, and they say made me see different things about myself.
Right.
And my thing is, like, whether, God forbid, I leave the day or not, I know I've definitely touched so many people just doing this radio in general. I could not do this radio, and I'd still be good, but I have to do it because God said I have to send his message.
Right.
Regardless, I do it in my own way. Nobody's perfect out here, but I do it in my own way. I'm not a perfect person, but I do it in my own way.
Right.
So, you know, I just appreciate you. You have a wonderful spirit, Terrence.
Oh,
you know?
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. And
just
meeting you, you're very humble, you know, and I just see nothing but good things and success for you and everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here to express who we are and what we're about. I just thank you for, you know, allowing us to be able to have this platform. Thank you.
Definitely. And if people want to get in contact with you and check out all of, you know, everything that's going on with Armor Glory, how do they go about doing that?
Please go visit us. Our website is www.armorglory.com. Know you in armor. You can reach us on Instagram at Armor Glory, Twitter at Armor Glory, and Facebook at Armor Glory. Once again, everything is at Armor Glory.
Definitely.
www.armorglory.com.
And don't forget, you can check us out. You can download the Ustream app and type in Lush/radio online, and then you can check us out there. Or you can go to the website, www.lushradioonline.com, and check out the website and everything like that. Now, I do, since you're into sports and everything.
Right.
Now, you know, ESPN has been putting out these bodies, you know, series or whatever.
Okay.
Now, the new one is Prince Fielder.
Okay.
Okay, he's a baseball player. He's not the average built mold of a, you know, he's kind of, you know, husky.
Yes.
So, do you, if he's not the normal face of it, what are your thoughts about it? Do you feel like, I think they should also show different, you know, different people? Because you can still be athletic and you don't have to be.
Right. I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Who says you have to be sculpted like The Rock or T.O. to be made beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there might be just as many people that might be appealed by Prince Fielder's physique as they are, you know, about T.O. or The Rock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, hey, I love, you know, teddy bears. So shout out to the teddy bears out there. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, teddy bears. Big hug. And the last question, you know, like I said, this is a universal question for everybody, is the N-word has been used. It's 2014. It seems like everybody just kind of passive-aggressive about it, kind of about the N-word. And it's like some people I actually posted on Instagram and other places, and they said it's a form of endearment. You know? So they're saying it's a form of endearment, I guess the younger crowd, but you have so many people that fought so hard for us. It was used as a derogatory word to us, and I don't know, like, you know, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, you know, going back to what you said, I mean, a lot of people have died and risked and given their lives in reference to that word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only thing I can say in reference to that is you just have to be mindful in using that word. Us as a people, we are very loose with it, and so it can cause people that are not of African-American stature to feel comfortable with using it, and then once they use it, now you're in an uproar. So, I mean,
It's like a catch-22, though.
It's like...
You're wrong if you say it, but then it's like you say it and some people are cool with it. It's just kind of weird. You know, it's a touchy subject when it comes to using the N-word.
It comes with great responsibility, man.
Exactly.
You know, you have to be responsible, man, just like in anything else. So, you know, you just
it's a touchy
subject.
Yes, definitely. And before you leave, because we do have Anton Blackman live on the line, actually calling in, comedian. He just was on Roland Martin this past week doing his thing, and he's doing a lot of big things. He's done stuff with, you know, on his tour with, you know, Kevin Hart, Michael Blackston, so many different comedians and stuff. He's doing his thing. So, you know, I like to connect people, so I definitely want you guys. Hey, Anton, you still there with me, babe?
Oh, hold up. I'm woke now. You know, Black sleep at church sometimes.
I'm a man.
You know, we fall asleep at church sometimes. We be partying all night.
You are
in the middle of Bible study. You got played on like, I was just praying.
You played too
little
much.
Let him use you. Won't he do it?
You are terrible. You are, man. I love him, though. He's crazy. But, Anton, I definitely got to connect you and Terrence together and definitely connect. Because he has a hot clothing line. He got a lot of celebs definitely backing that and stuff. So I definitely got to link you guys up next time when you actually come in the building and stuff. And make
okay, that's what's up. I'm always down for some clothes. I'm always down for the clothes.
Definitely, I need you to promote and rock that, man. You know what I'm saying? That arm of glory, you know what I'm saying? Because you need some help. You off the hook. You know that? You crazy. definitely. But I definitely appreciate you, Terrence, and we're going to come back on with Anton. We're going to get in there and get nitty-gritty with him, and we're going to talk more about what's going on with him because he's doing some real big things, man. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk with our boy, the funny man, Anton Blackman, live in the building. You already know what it is. Building. You already know what it is. And like I said, I love you to death, man. And I just see nothing but good things. And we're going to keep rocking. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we're going to talk more because you're going to see some more work, man. You're going to see him all over the place, billboards and everything. Alma Glory is going to be all over the place.
Absolutely. Our goal is to be a worldwide brand.
Definitely.
And that's where we're headed.
Definitely. We're going to go to some quick music. And also, shout out to my man, Paris J. He got a hot song that's dropping that's going to be on MTV soon. So definitely shout out to him. And let's see what we can play in here because, you know, I'm scared. I'm so scared. You know what I'm saying? I think we safe when we play Michael Jackson music, so we're going to go ahead and play some Michael Jackson. We'll be right back. Let's Radio Live. Turn it up.
Be starting something.
Radio online. Lush Radio online.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, and big shout out to my man Terrence from Armor Glory, man. You better check that out, man. Follow them all over the place, man. They doing their thing, man. And we had your man Trey Weed of Erotic Liquor. And we going to have the funny man, the man with the plan, the man all over the world doing his thing, representing for the whole entire world, giving you nothing but that funny, hitting your funny bone. The man with the plan, Anton Blackman in the building.
I'm up in the building, up in the hallway, up in the bathroom, upstairs, downstairs. I'm everywhere. I'm just trying to get in, man. I'm just trying to get in. Wherever I can get in, that's where I'm at.
Definitely, definitely, man. You doing a lot of big things, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely honored and humbled to actually have you live on the show, even though I wanted you sitting here right next to me. But you know what I'm saying? It's all good, but I'm going to beat you next
time. You know,
time
I would have made it out there, but being that y'all wasn't talking about no gas money or nothing, I said, oh, I just got to call in then because, you know, the recession is still going on. I'm still trying to get the money, you know what I'm saying?
You said yo, you are off the hook. Before we get into the interview, you got any shout-outs or anything like that, Anton?
Say that again, love.
You got any shout-outs or anything, babe, before we get into it?
Okay, first of all, I want to say people who's living in the Herndon, Virginia area, Saturday, July 19th, I'm doing a charity comedy show hosted by former Washington Redskins, Fred Smoot, and there will also be some current Washington Redskins coming through the show as well. It's called the Northern Virginia Comedy Show, all right? So it's going to be in Herndon, Virginia. Y'all can go online at Northern Virginia Community Connection. You know, sometimes my words slur up because I ain't had my medicine today. So, you know. So once I, you know, get my, you know, most people say, you know, they smoke to clear their vision. I smoke to clear my speech. You know, so. I got a different kind of clock. I got to talk home about something.
Well, they legalized it in D.C., didn't they? They legalized it in D.C. for us, right?
I was trying to hear, I thought I heard that, but I wasn't sure if was I just imagining that or not. So it's true, they legalized it? Is it true?
They legalized it, so, I mean, I think, you know, as long as you bring your medical card, I think you're safe. You know, as long as
I knew they were going to legalize. I knew they was going to legalize it because Barack, man, because, you know, he got them black lips for a reason. Them black lips came from somewhere. He ain't going to just tell me he just got black lips. Them black lips that came from something. He ain't drinking that much Hennessy.
Oh, my God. Now, this past week, you were actually on Roland Martin's show, and I actually had the pleasure to meet him at the inaugural ball, the Ambassador's inaugural ball. And he was doing his thing. So how was that? How did that whole situation come about?
Well, actually, I thought I was going in for a job interview, and they just said, look, we ain't going to hire you, but we will give you some time in front of the camera. So, like I said, I'm just trying to get in. So that's I just sat down. But honestly, no, someone referred me to the show. You know,
okay.
People, you know, it's a lot of eyes on me. And so, you know, my street team and marketing people, PR people, they just try to keep pushing my name and, you know, just building my brand. So that's basically how that all worked out for me.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, it was definitely a good look. And I see you working, going on tours and stuff. How did the whole relationship with you and Michael Blackson come about?
Me and Michael Blackson actually been knowing each other for, I must say, at least a minimum of, 10 years. I've been knowing Mike for, 10 years. And I was basically adopting him as my, when you got to pay for them children in Africa, I was basically trying to do that. But they said he was too old, so, you know. But nah, honestly, I've been knowing him for about 10 years, so we've been real good friends. So, and he's from Ghana, And he's actually, when he came from Ghana, he was living in Philadelphia. So we used to hang out in Philadelphia. And we've been cool ever since, from the first time we met.
That's what it is, because you know I'm African, too. I'm Nigerian.
Okay. Oh, see, that's what I thought y'all was talking about when y'all was talking about the N-word. I thought y'all was talking about Nigeria. But I like Nigeria.
You know what?
I was like, why they can't say Nigeria on the radio? What's wrong with saying Nigeria?
Big shout out to Nigeria. They was doing their thing in the World Cup, but you know what I'm saying? I think we out now, right? You know what I'm saying? We out, but shout out to all the teams. But it's kind of weird to me all of a sudden that the U.S. is on the whole soccer thing, because it's always been the whole foreigner thing. We call it football in our country.
Yeah, y'all got that thing on lock, man. Y'all got them soccer ball on lock, you know. Over here in the U.S., we play kickball, you know. We don't play.
Well, you You played a mess out some kickball, though.
Yeah, we love that kickball.
Definitely. Now, okay, you know, being a comedian, you know, you got highs and lows. So what was your biggest highlight being in the industry?
One of my biggest highlights, I would say, I got several because it's like I'm living a dream. Like, I'm going to say getting some dates on the Cat Williams tour, that was real big. My first season doing Comic View, that was real big. Just meeting just different people. Like, this probably got to be my highlight of my career. I actually got the chance to meet Richard Pryor before he passed away.
Are you serious?
They was honoring him at the Kennedy Center here in Washington, D.C., and I was at that event. And, you know, he was already in the wheelchair, but it was still, like, just meeting a legend like that. And it was real big. So that probably would be the biggest thing.
Wow. Now, lows for you. What would you feel is, like, one of the, like, the hardest adversity or the low for you being in the industry?
The hardest thing, the lowest thing is probably when my daughter asks me for something because she think I'm richer than I am and I can't get it for her. So that would probably be the lowest point from my career.
I don't know. Some kids get caught up in that. They see you doing stuff. They be like, so, Daddy, what's up? I want this. I want this power wheel. It costs like $700.
And it's even worse when she actually wants something small. Like, Daddy, can you give me a bike? I'm like, I ain't got it right now. I mean, if you get on the bike, you just keep telling me. I'm gonna act like, you know, like we already had the bike when you were free.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we with the other gentlemen, you know, we talked about brands and everything like that. You as an entity, you are an entity yourself. You know, how like, is it important for you to definitely know the industry and just know about business when it comes to, you know, building your brand in general?
Definitely. You got to know the business. That's why they call it show business. You know, I say 30% of it is show and 70% is business, you know. That's how I look at it. So you got to be on your business. You got to have good people around. You got to have a good team, and that's it. And everything else will work out.
Definitely. And you know, people are like hungry wolves out here. You know, they see you doing a little something. They think you're doing it. Everybody has their hand out, but nobody wants to put in the work. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. You got to put in the work. You definitely got to put in the work. And you, sometimes you might have to do some things that you ain't proud to do, it's like, no,
so I ain't messing with you right now. That's your pet. Like, tell me what you're working with. But you know what? I ain't messing with you right now, but on another note.
Yeah, we're gonna skip that one.
We're going to skip that one. Now, being a comedian coming out the DMV area, how hard is that branching out? Do you really feel like you have to go out to another state in order for you to really branch out as a comedian? Because sometimes they say, you know, in the DMV area, it's more like crabs in a barrel out here.
Now, like when I first started, it definitely was best to get out and, you know, hit different cities and and, you know, build your brand, build your name, and get people familiar with you. But nowadays, since the internet and things of that nature, you know, you really don't have to, you know, use the means of getting out there, going to different cities as much as it's just basically getting the people to know you. You can do that on the internet now. So it's not really where you're from. It's just basically you finding your niche, finding your brand, finding yourself, and what the people would like, you know, so whatever you can use to get the people that, like, I like that dude that does this, you know, you got to have some type of trademark that get the people more familiar with you.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, what's the difference right now? Because back then when you guys were doing comedy, you guys had to go through so much. Now people are becoming comedians, you know, just using Instagram now. You got a couple of guys. You got the CC show, the little girl, CC doing stuff. You got some of these African comics. Shout out to I Am Dulo. You got a lot of people doing stuff. What do you feel, you know, do you feel like that's an advancement for comedy in general? You know, what do you feel about that?
If you use it the right way, it can be an advancement. But then sometimes, like when the people who get famous off Instagram or YouTube making those videos, they think, you know, they're a comedian, but it's no experience like being on stage. I mean, you when you're on stage and you got to be funny for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, that's a whole different ball game from being funny on the internet for a minute or 2 minutes. You know what I mean? You got to have, you basically got to have something for the people that's going to keep their attention, keep them laughing, and, you know, so it's a different ball game. So a lot of people that consider themselves a comedian are not really comedians. They're just someone who's funny at good at making skits or something like that. So that I wouldn't call stand-up comedians. I wouldn't consider them comedians.
Okay, so basically to people to get the full grasp of a comedian, you have to be able to perform via you're doing a skit, via you're doing a movie, via you're doing stand-up. But the main thing is I guess the original, like, training ground is stand-up, breaking in through stand-up for most comedians. If you can handle that pressure, because it's a lot of pressure, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's definitely a lot of pressure, especially when you perform in front of black people, because black people, a lot of times, they come with attitudes like, man, you better be funny. You better make me laugh, because everybody thinks they're funny. You know what I'm saying? So everybody knows somebody that thinks, man, I could be a comedian. I could do that. But when that spotlight hits you and all that stuff you were saying at the barbershop and around your way and these people don't know you and they don't know what you're talking about, that changed up real quick.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you definitely right. It's a lot of it is a lot of pressure, but some people are just, you know, naturally funny and they're going to do it. So, you know.
But when did you basically decide that you were the funny man? Like, was this always when you were younger, or did you, like, find out, like, when you was in high school? Like, when did you say?
I was always into like, watching comedy. Like, I can remember when I was younger, I used to watch Tommy Davidson on TV, and I used to watch the old Def Jams and things of that nature. But I wouldn't. Even though I was funny and I used to go around my way and I used to joan on people that used to be like, Antoine, come join. I was like the neighborhood joner. Like, they used me to joan on anybody. They're like, man, Antoine, this dude think you funny, joan him out. So, and I ain't never, you know, I never grasped the concept of, like, I can really make a living doing this. Like, it was nowhere in my imagination. Like, man, I could be a comedian. I never thought it. It just came to me like, one time. This is when I was on probation. Probation. I was doing some things I wasn't supposed to be doing. And this dude that knew me was like, man, you funny, man. You should be a comedian. And I was like, man, I ain't gonna be no comedian. He was like, man, you could make some money doing it. And all I heard was money. I was like, oh yeah. He was like, yeah, man. Just two of them open mics, man, and try it out. Write like 5 minutes worth of material and try it out. So then some of my friends from around my way was like, man, you ain't going to do it. I was like, I'll do it. They was like, man, we'll give you $200 if you do it. And shoot, that's when I heard that $200. I was like, okay. We went to a little open mic, and I got up on stage, and I did good. My first time, I did real good, and they gave me my $200. I was like, hey, I can get used to this. So I kept at it ever since.
Definitely. And I definitely see you, you know, I've been seeing you grind for a lot. You know, you've been in some movies, and you've been doing a lot of things. So what's new? What's new right now, Antoine? What's going on right now with the movement? You know, any reality TV, movies? I know you got a show.
Okay, Michael Blackson and I, we have a movie coming out. It's called Coney, Montana. It should drop later on this year. I'm not sure if it's going to go straight to Netflix. As of right now, they're trying to shop it to movie theater, to actual movie theater. So if that doesn't work out, it'll probably wind up going to like Netflix or something like that. So I'm keeping my finger crossed. Hopefully I'll be in a movie theater later on this year. You know, so be on the lookout for Coney, Montana. Besides that, you know, I do my No Groupie Tour videos every Tuesday, post that on Instagram, so y'all can look out for my...
What's up with that No Groupie thing, man? What's up with that, man?
Because I'm the only person that's in the spotlight, and I still don't have no groupies, you know. I don't know what it is. Maybe my daughter told people I really wasn't that rich or something. I don't know. Maybe she's still tripping off the bike. I don't know. The bike... Got a man.
You got to check him out on Instagram with that No Groupie Tour, man. He was going around, man, and saying, yo, I don't got no groupies, though. You know?
And also, y'all definitely got to look out for my protege, Common J. Will. We got this, got our entertainment company. It's called the 2200 Entertainment Company. So, and he's out of Detroit, Michigan. So definitely be on the lookout for Comic J. Will. Y'all going to be hearing his name. Matter of fact, next time I'm on your show, I'm going to have him on the show with me so we can both come to the studio and keep you laughing.
Yeah, you going to come in the studio, man. Don't make me snatch you up.
You got me on Pump 9, right? You got me on Pump 9, right?
I'll make sure I have that gas money. Put that on my tab. Definitely, man. But if you had any advice to give the youth out there that's trying to get into the, you know, comedy industry or just get into business in general, what kind of advice would you give them?
My advice would be is to definitely study the business before you get in it, you know, and always, like I said, surround yourself by good people who has good intentions, and you got to be hungry, humble, and positive. That's my advice. Just stay humble, stay positive, keep grinding, work hard. Don't expect to be an overnight success. I mean, if you are, it's cool, but you just be prepared to be in it for the long run.
Definitely. You definitely got to definitely work hard for anything that you're trying to do out here. And I definitely love everything that you're doing, Antoine, and I just going to keep on supporting what you're doing. And next time we're going to have you live on the show. We're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records live in the building. We had your man Trey Wheat in the building, your man Terrence from Armor Glory, Erotic Liqueur, and we got your man, the funny man with the plan, your man Antoine Blackman. Live in the building doing his thing, and we're going to have him live in the building next time. You already know what it is, man. You know? And, Antoine, next time we're going to have you in the show, you know, we're going to have you do some drops and all that, man. We're going to have you up to do a freestyle and everything, man. You know what I mean?
I'm with it. Can y'all at least give me at least one groupie? Can I have at least one groupie when I come into the studio?
We'll make sure we have one groupie for you, man. For real. I might have like three of them waiting. Oh, Antoine! Right. That's Radio Online, man. I truly love you, man, and I appreciate you, man, and we definitely going to have you live back on the show, man. For real.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the love and support. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Antoine Blackman. That's AntoineBlackman. Or y'all can just hashtag No Groupie Tour. You know, y'all, hashtag No Groupie Tour, you'll be able to find me. Same thing on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. And I appreciate all the love and support, DC. I love you. Lush Radio, I love you. Anybody who's trying to help me get out of this poverty, I love you.
We love you too. That's what it is. We had our man on break. We're live in the building. Lush Radio Online. We all the way live, man. And you already know what we're doing. We're trying to connect all kinds of people. And shout out to my super security over there, Courtney, doing her thing, looking beautiful while she does her job. My girl Sandra in the background doing this camera, looking at me like, yo, I want a romantic guy. She live in the building. Shout out to CEO underscore Talia. Deja Vu Records, we in the building. Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody tuned into the show. Don't forget, you can always download the Ustream app, Lush-Radio Online, and you can check us out there, or you can log in straight through the website, our new website, www.lushradioonline.com. So this is Lush Radio Online. So right now, we're going to touch on a couple of quick subjects, and we're going to wrap it up on Lush Radio Online. So a couple things that were in the news. Shout out to my man, Robin Thicke. I love you to death, but my man, you're going and you're bugging out. So you name a whole album Paula. Why? Because you want her back? You should have thought about that before. You were doing crazy stuff. My man sells only 530 copies in the first week. Can we say fail? So, Robin Thicke, I'm going to need you to do better, man. You already know what it is, man. You can't come out with blurred lines and then come out with that. Also, breaking news. Rapper, this is reported from Fox 529 in Philly. Breaking news. Rapper Meek Mills is sentenced to 3 to 6 months in county jail. DA was worried about behavior while on probation. Wow. So I don't know what's going on. So I guess Meek Mills, there's no DMV tonight to perform. So all y'all that got y'all tickets, woo, I hope you get a refund. So that was breaking news, and that came from my girl Sandra because she's thinking quick on her toes. That's what I'm talking about. Also in the news, Michelle Obama, she was appalled about paparazzi trying to take pictures of her daughter and posting it up. And she said, oh, I'm not playing that. This is Mama Obama. Take them pictures down. And instantly they were taken down. Also, we talked about Prince Fielder. He graced the new 2014 body edition. He wasn't a typical muscular guy. But, you know, they say thick guys are in. So I guess we all love it. But at the same time, what exactly is ESPN promoting on this new 2014, you know, ad? I don't know what's going on. But Illa G, shout out to him. Social Graffiti, his new mixtape is coming out soon. He'll be out here in the DMV. And also, don't forget that actually Meet Me Mondays is every first and third Monday. Check it out. This week they had Kango Kid and DJ Kool live in the building. Also, Married at First Sight. Isn't this crazy? Getting married at first sight. You never seen the person. You never talked to the person. But as soon as you see them, you're marrying them. It's crazy. New reality TV is going buck wild out here. So check that out. Also, IHOP celebrated its 56th anniversary, and they were giving out free pancakes. Also, Jada Pickett was caught with some guy in the picture, and it looks like Tupac with hair. I don't know. Your thoughts on that. Also, shout out to my man Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. They're coming out with a ride along, too. Some people say that we're disappointed about the first one. They said some of them said it wasn't his best work. But we'll see what comes on in the new ride along, too. So look out for that. They're now shooting for that one also. And the N-word, okay? A lot of people are saying the N-word. Some people, one of our people on here on Instagram said brotherly love, brotherly underscore love said, we are slacking in using it, and it's not a term of endearment. Other races shouldn't be using this word because the master continues to beat it into them, and now he was saying some real deep stuff about, you know, people are still basically in slavery using this word. And then some people actually said that black people should not allow this to happen. We shouldn't have people calling us the N-word. So it's really a deep and touchy situation. So it's up to you what you think. And tickets, what happened to the $20 tickets? Jay-Z and Beyonce, are they robbing the people of America? Okay, $300 up to $2,000 paying for tickets. Half of these people still saying they're in a recession, and then they're paying for their mortgages, their child support. All of that is going towards buying Beyonce tickets, but yet they're screaming they're broke. So I'm just saying, get your priorities together. I hope Beyonce was worth it this week for you guys to check it out in the DMV. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and we out of here, man. It's Lush Radio Online, and we all the way turned out. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play some Kirk Franklin, I Smile, because I'm smiling even through all the haters out there, all the haters that just want to be out here doing their thing. And it's your girl, Lushy Lush. And also, I got nominated for an award, and me and my girl, Sandra, will be in L.A., baby. It's going down. We will be in L.A., walking that red carpet, Underground Girls of Hip-Hop, Female Honors. We're going to be in the building. Lush Radio Online, Deja Vu Records, Armor Glory, Arati Liquor, Antoine Blackman. We in here. Lush Radio Online, man. Turn up. I smile, even through all the hate and all the worry, all the obstacles. Remember, God or life might throw you a curveball, but remember, you're in charge of the direction it goes in, man. And keep your head up no matter what. Lush Radio Online, turn up.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Tell
sister want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happy then. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.